Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Time for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis. Jalen Petick on the line. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. We survived the snowmageddon that never came yesterday. So, I mean, not yesterday. How about last week? And, you know, see, everything just runs together here in radio. But, yeah, we survived that. And, you know, things looking like it's going to feel like spring again this weekend.
Yeah, it's really going to feel like spring on Sunday the way it looks, huh?
And I'll take that. You know, I'm fine with that. So
I'm with you there.
So what kind of things are we looking at, you know, the market this week? You know, doing the markets yesterday, not looking too bad. Day before, left a lot to be desired. So what's going on?
Yeah, you know, we've had quite a wild week here. Right off the bat, you know, weather around the globe here. Brazil seeing some wetness in certain areas, but, you know, it's more of a transportation thing, I think, to the northern ports. You know, you guys have probably heard all kinds of stories about the backups there, but it's, you know, it's not really affecting their harvest or planting too much at this point. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on South American weather, but as of right now, it's pretty good. You know, the big up and down swing we saw Tuesday, you know, over the rumored ethanol and biofuels deal, you know, there's been more reports that it could still happen. You know, there's reports the White House is considering that deal, that it's maybe not just a rumor. But if you look at that, I think the demand piece of it, you know, if we do increase ethanol blend or, you know, biofuels credits, stuff like that, I think the demand probably won't show up for a while here, you know. Half a year to a year. So it's something down the road, something obviously the market will watch, but, you know, we're kind of past that main news point now. Other than that, you know, you look at yesterday's trade was pretty good again. You know, we got back most of those gains. And I think it's probably, you know, new month, new fund money maybe, you know, starting fresh and coming back in and buying with stocks and everything else up pretty strong as well. So, you know, that's a good thing. Obviously, we've talked about before that the funds in both corn and beans are, especially beans, are getting pretty long. Corn's building position. The nice thing, I guess, that could help support our markets is a little concern over the wheat, maybe some dry, hot weather down in the central southern plains, which could harm their wheat crop there. So the funds are starting to liquidate their short position, which in turn could hold some support for corn as well. You know, one interesting thing to look at, you know, if you're a chart guy, is you look back at the last three first notice days or expirations of the lead contract. So you go back to the end of August when September was expiring, and the end of November when the December contract was expiring, and then just here last week when March came to first notice day. The week leading up to that, we really see some pressured trade, probably points to some, you know, basis contracts that are getting sold off in the futures market. But then following first notice day, we've really rallied back up and put in that low for a while. So we've been seeing it here this week. You know, we'll see if it can hold. And if it's the case, you know, it's something to keep looking for when we come to future first notice days, you know, the end of April and again the end of June. So just an interesting tidbit there.
So going forward, what kind of things do we have to watch in the immediate future here on the markets?
Yeah, going forward, I think the biggest thing right off the bat and what might have the markets a little pressured here today is the thought of an interest rate hike is really sending the dollar up to some new highs, you know, a couple month highs here over 102 on the index. And, you know, that, as we've talked about before, it's tough to get some big moves or some good rallies going when the dollar is that supported and you don't have any other news, right? So we need the funds to keep buying. You know, we need just to hold in there until we get some weather issues maybe in South America or around our planting time. But that dollar, you know, that could take away, you know, your top end off the markets in the short term. If you want to look at some resistance points, you know, old crop May corn, 382 and then 387 are going to be targets there. December corn, look at 404. That's held a couple times now, and then 409 after that. November beans, you were looking at 1034. We just can't seem to get through that 1033.5 to 1034. If we do, you're looking at 1043 and then 1069. And then just a reminder, you know, we're coming up end of the month, March 31st. We have our big USDA planting and stocks report, you know, typically one of the biggest reports of the year. So, you know, start to put a plan together for that. You know, watch maybe some option premiums, see what some short-dated puts or some coverage can get you before that report.
All right, Jalen. Well, I thank you very much for the update, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dustin.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.